KQED.
If you've ever had to swap out an old car battery, chances are good it wound up in Southern California. There are just two places in the state licensed to strip lead from old car batteries, both near Los Angeles. State regulators with the Department of Toxic Substances Control forced one of them to shut down in April. The company involved went to court and got the go-ahead from a judge to restart. But as the California Report's L.A. Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas tells us, that's not the end of the story.
Exide Technologies in the city of Vernon went idle 2 months ago after state regulators recorded arsenic emission levels that could pose a health risk to nearby residents in an area that's already home to a lot of heavy industry. Roberto Cabrelas is an organizer with the Committee for a Better Environment in Los Angeles.
We're not trying to look at Exide as the only problem, but it's a problem that should be addressed when we're talking about very, very dangerous chemicals and metals such as lead.
Exide told state regulators they had relied on outdated information and the company appealed the closure order. A Superior Court judge ruled that Exide posed no immediate threat and allowed the facility to reopen pending another court hearing this week. An Exide spokeswoman declined to comment beyond a statement saying the Georgia-based company is pleased with the ruling. But some L.A. County officials are not.
I think the county needs to get involved and get some kind of an injunction of some type.
Gloria Molina is an L.A. County supervisor. She says the county should identify all legal and administrative options available to stop Exide from continuing to expose residents to potentially harmful emissions. The full board will take up the issue today.
There's nothing wrong with many of these companies. You know, they provide jobs and so on in California, but they do have to follow the environmental laws of California. And this is one of the many polluting industries that are situated in Vernon.
For its part, Exide Technologies said it would continue to implement water and air quality control improvements. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.